look at me tonight. Oh, oh baby, baby, we'll do whatever you like. Oh baby, baby, baby. Oh baby, baby, baby. Oh baby, baby, baby.
The following program, Cabba Radio, may contain scenes of nudity, sexually suggestive scenes, coarse language, and high levels of sass, which may result in the removal of clothing and loss of inhibition. Listener discretion is advised.
I got two words for you. Pussy avalanche. Pussy.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from the CITR 101.9 FM studios, it's Cabba Radio! On tonight's show, Teddy Smooth partakes in a lube-tasting extravaganza with Susie Shameless. With musical guests, the Marmaladies. I'm Eric Carberry, and now your host, Teddy Smooth!
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. No, you're beautiful over there. Thank you very much. Thank you, Eric. Thank you very much. Welcome to Cabba Radio this lovely Tuesday. All right, settle down. Settle down. It's all good. All right, all right. Welcome to the studio. This is Cabba Radio with Teddy Smooth. I am the Teddy Smooth. As Eric mentioned, a wonderful show tonight, a wonderful show. We have the Marmaladies singing live, and we also have some adventure in the land of sexual lube. Susie Shameless has come by. She's also brought beer wagon with her. And we're going to be trying some lube on air. And I think Eric might even get it on him a little bit. What do you think, E-Rock?
Apparently, I'm the popsicle stick for tonight.
You're the popsicle stick?
Yeah.
Well, that sounds great. Now, before we get a little bit further into the show, you know, this is the 11th Cabba Radio here at CITR. And I just wanted to address an issue that... that has been coming up because of our intro. As you may hear in the intro, there's that voice that says Pussy Avalanche. And some people have been phoning me up and writing me emails asking me what exactly is it all about. And I thought I'd talk a little bit about that because I think it's pretty funny. What it was is an interview I did with Joe Mango of Dollhouse Studios. And I was asking him what he thought of working with the Dollhouse crew. And this is what he had to say. Nope, that isn't what he had to say. Oh, it's not working.
He had a lot more to say than that, actually.
One second. Let's see if this works. I don't know. Oh, there we go. Why didn't that work? Okay, this is what Joe had to say.
You run Dollhouse Studios, which is, they throw monthly, you guys throw about monthly or...
Bi-monthly parties.
Parties, yeah. With usually a burlesque theme, especially when it's an actual quote-unquote sweet soul party.
Yes.
And you have to deal with the harem, the trio, Cara, Lindsay, and Crystal Precious. Now, what is that like to deal on a daily basis?
I got two words for you. Pussy avalanche.
Pussy.
Pussy avalanche.
Pussy.
Pussy avalanche.
Pussy.
Yeah. They just come at you all the time.
And you enjoy being a part of cabaret and burlesque and having that at your parties?
Wow, yeah, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. I actually remember one time where One of my bartenders asked me, we're having a lingerie party, and the theme was lingerie, and she called, she wanted to work. She said, I said, it's a lingerie party. She goes, well, can I just wear my panties? And I had to put the phone down and say, well, you know, I think I chose the right life here.
There we are. There's Joe Mango. He's talking about life at Dollhouse. We just had a party this weekend, actually. It was the Temple of Boom party. We did a little bhangra. It's pretty sweet. We showed up. I was bartending, and then I did a little performance. And it was pretty sweet. It was a good number of people. Super hot, as always, in the Dollhouse studios. But that's just the way it is. It encourages people to take their clothes off, which they sometimes do. All right, well, let's get into some music here. We'll get into a song, and then we're going to bring the Marmaladies into the studio. Now, this song, I actually rediscovered it today. I used to listen on my old Fisher-Price record player. I always used to have it in my house, and I had all these old records, 45s, that my mom and my dad had collected that I used to listen to, and there were two songs. One was In the Summertime, and another was this song, and I haven't been able to find it for probably 20 years, although recently I've only really begun to look for it again. I know I have it on vinyl at home, but I was hoping to find it also on like a CD or something like that, and I found it today, so I thought I'd play it for you. It's by Clarence Carter. It's called Patches, here on Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. We're right back with the Marmaladies.
I was born and raised down in Alabama on a farm way back up in the woods. I was so ragged that folks used to call me Patches. Papa used to tease me about it, cause deep down inside he was hurt cause he'd done all he could. My papa was a great old man. I can see him with a shovel in his hand. See, education he never had. He did wonders when the times got bad. The little money from the crops he raised barely pays the bills we made. Oh, life had kicked him down to the ground. When he tried to get up, life would kick him back down. One day, Papa called me to his dying bed, put his hands on my shoulders, and in tears he said, Patches, I'm depending on you, son, to pull the family through. My son, it's all left up to you. Days later, Papa passed away. I became a man that day. So I told Mama I was gonna quit school, but she said that was Daddy's strictest rule. So every morning before I went to school, I fed the chickens and I chopped wood too. Sometimes I felt that I couldn't go on. I wanted to leave, just run away from home. But I would remember what my daddy said, with tears in his eyes on his dying bed. He said, Patches, I'm depending on you, son. I've tried to do my best. It's up to you to do the rest. Then one day a strong rain came and washed all the crops away. And at the age of 13, I thought I was carrying the weight of the whole world on my shoulders. And you know, Mama knew what I was going through, cause every day I had to work the fields, cause that's the only way we got our meals. See, I was the oldest of the family, and everybody else depended on me. Every night I heard my mama pray, Lord, give him strength to make another day. So years have passed and all the kids have grown. They just took Mama to a brand new home. Lord knows, people, I shed in tears, but my daddy's voice kept me through the years. Saying, Patches, I'm depending on you, son, to pull the family through. My son, it's all left up to you. Oh, I can still hear Papa's voice say, Patches, I'm depending on you, son. I've tried to do my best. It's up to you.
It's a bat. It's a float plane. No, it's the evaporators. Soaring in and bringing supplies on June 23rd, the Evaporators launch their new 7-inch A Wild Pair. Andrew WK joins them at Neptune Records for a live performance from 4 to 6 p.m. And if that's not enough, head over to the Biltmore at 8 for an encore performance with the Vicious Cycles. It'll make you want to fly.
Back here in the CITR studios for Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. I'm Teddy Smooth. Give us a call, 604-822-2487. You can always catch us online at CITR.ca. And if you missed the show and you want to check out the podcast, you can go to CITR.ca. Or now Cab Radio is on iTunes as well, so just go search CITR-Cab Radio. Tonight on the show, we have Beer Wagon, Susie Shameless, and the Passion Party coming in a little bit to talk about lube. E-Rock is going to be the manservant.
Yeah!
He's going to be allowing some of these ladies to try out lube on his skin, and we'll see how that goes. But first, in studio, we have the Marmaladies. Welcome, ladies, to Cab Radio.
Thanks, Daddy.
Now, that would help if I did that. I'm a little off today. I think it was the bike ride I was on. Last week, it really energized me. This week, it's making me confused. Summertime bike rides. We have the Marmaladies. It's Melissa, Katrine, Aaron, and Super. Was that right? You see, no. Okay, well, what is it?
Let's Katrine,
see? There you go. You told me not to say it, and I said it. It's just the way it goes. And for the rest of the show, I'm going to be fearful that I'm going to be saying it wrong. Just the way it goes. Super was here last week. She did some awesome jazz for her show last week, and this week you're going to... You ladies are going to sing us a song. Now, what is the first song we're going to hear?
It's called Faith.
Faith.
Yeah.
Okay. Here it is on Cab Radio.
If I could touch your body, I know not everybody has got a body like you. Well, I gotta think twice before I give my heart away. And I know all the games you play because I play them too. Oh, well, I need some time off from that emotion. Time to pick my heart up off the floor. Got to have faith.
When that love comes down without devotion,
well, it takes a strong man, baby, but I'm
showing you the door.
Cause I gotta have faith. I gotta have faith. Cause I gotta have faith, the faith, the faith. I gotta have faith, the faith, the faith. Baby, I know you're asking me to stay. Stay, please don't go away. You see, I'm giving you the blues. Maybe you mean every word you say. Can't help but think of yesterday. And another do tie me down to love a boy drills before this river becomes an ocean. Before you throw my heart back on the floor,
got to have faith.
Well, I reconsider my foolish notion. Well, I need someone to hold me, but I'll wait for something more. Cause I gotta have faith. I gotta have faith. Cause I gotta have faith, the faith, the faith. I gotta have faith, the faith, the faith.
The Marmaladies. Now, I know I just said one song, but can you do another one?
Sure.
Okay, because that was really lovely, and I was just thinking I'd like to hear another one. I'm sure the CITR listener would like to hear another one right now as well.
We would like to
lucky
sing
listener.
All right. This next song is called Jabba Jive.
Jabba Jive.
Jabba Jive.
I love coffee, I love tea. I love the Jabba Jive and it loves me. Coffee and tea and the Jabba and me. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup. Boy, I love Java, sweet and hot. Whoops, Mr. Moto, I'm a coffee pot. Shoot me the pot and I'll pour me a shot. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup. Oh, slip me a slug from that wonderful mug, and I'll cut a rug till I'm snug in a jug. A slice of onion and a raw one.
Draw one.
Waiter, waiter, percolator.
I love coffee, I love tea. I love the Java jam and it loves me. Coffee and tea and the Java and me. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup.
Pie.
Boston beans.
Soybeans.
I said those itty bitty little green beans.
A cabbage and greens.
You know that orange.
Wow.
Unless it is a cherry coffee bean.
Talk it, girl. Ow.
I love Java. Sweet and hot. Whoops, Mr. Moto. I'm a coffee pie. Shoot me the pie.
Oh, slip me a slug from that wonderful mug, and I'll cut a rug that's snug in a jug. Drop your nickel in my pot, Joe.
Taking it slow. Waiter, waiter, percolator. I love coffee and tea. I love the Java Jam and it loves me. Coffee and tea and the Java and me. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, boy.
Oh, yeah. Java Jive from the Marmaladies here on Cabaret with Teddy Smooth. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
We'll be back. We'll talk with you a little bit later, and we'll have you a little bit back for one more song a little bit later. So that is the Marmaladies. They'll be back in just a little while, but first we're going to get into some lube action. Just around the corner, we have Beer Wagon and Susie Shameless of the Passion Party. They brought along some funky little stuff, and we're going to taste it. We're going to describe it. We're going to talk about toys like the sailor anchor. Come sail away your pleasure with five anchors that slowly... Anyways, we're going to talk about that kind of stuff. All that and more, plus upcoming events right after this.
It's time for another edition of Dating Tips with Teddy Smooth.
Hi, it's Teddy Smooth. In this episode, masturbation. When you stroke the benefits of masturbation, everyone wins. Life becomes a little happier and you don't feel so shafted. So whether you're shocking the monkey, stroking the kitty, beating the bush,
stroking the chicken, spanking, cranking, pulling one off, doing the 5-on-1, fighting the one-eyed trouser snake, doing the Spider-Man, trading furs, cleaning the pipes, spanking the monkey, slamming the salami, opening the curtains, rubbing one out, beating your meat, pulling the pud, airing the orchid, beating the beaver, cleaning your fingers, climbing one back, auditioning the finger puppets, digging a trench, drilling for oil, feeding the bearded clam, flitting your clit, gagging the lips of love, parting the Red Sea, teasing the tuna taco, tossing the boss, tossing the turkey, humping your fist, hacking the hog,
or just plain old beating off. Enjoy the benefits and find out what masturbation can do for you. See you next time.
This has been Dating Tips with Teddy Smooth.
I can't sail my yacht. He's taken everything I got. All I've got's this sunny afternoon. Pleasantly live this life of luxury, blazing on a sunny afternoon.
My girlfriend's run up with my car and gone back to her mom's bar, telling tales of drunkenness and cruelty. Now I'm sitting here sipping at my ice cold beer, blazing on the sunny afternoon. Help me, help me, help me sail away. Well, give me two good reasons why I ought to stay. 'Cause I love to live so pleasantly, live this life of luxury, blazing on a sunny pleasantly.
Back here live in studio. This is Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. We're here with E-Rock. He looks a little frightened right now.
Sorry, I'm just looking at the phone.
No worries. Don't worry about it. It's just the light. I know you're nervous.
I'm getting nervous here.
It's getting a little nervous. In case you're just tuning in, we had the Marmaladies playing a little bit earlier. They're going to be back to sing another tune in just a bit. But first, we have I Own a Beer Wagon of Passion Party and Susie Shameless. Now, they approached me with an idea a little while ago, and it got me thinking about lubes and sexual lubes and all sorts of lubes. So we came up with this crazy idea to try to do a live lube tasting on air. And the lucky guy, sorry, go ahead, Susie.
It's the bacon lube.
It
really gave me the idea for it. I was like, you know what? We have these crazy ideas for lube. What do we lick off each other's bodies? What tastes good?
What tastes good?
Bacon. And I wanted to kind of test it out. And you have the man body for me to test it out on.
I know. Thank you,
E-Rock.
I've
never been called a man body. I've got boy body a lot.
So I think we're just going to start. We got... E-Rock's got to probably, what, take off that shirt?
Robe?
You got to put on your pretty shirt. Put on your pretty shirt. Mm. Yeah, put on your pretty shirt. Oh, that is a pretty shirt. Nice.
Those are some funny little patches of hair. How does that happen?
Hey, man.
Did He's growing.
Shave?
He's growing.
I didn't shave. I'm a lot like...
In case you're wondering, it looks like a bikini line of hair.
It's like a T
in his
spot.
Top
it's
chest.
Like a T spot.
Do you shave T for Teddy? Or do you like?
It looks like he does.
Back in the day, I started shaving it. Now it just grows into the T because I knew.
Now, why don't we talk a little bit what we brought here? There's so many vials and.
Well,
so maybe
one of the things that we first brought was the latex.
The latex.
It's actually PVC vinyl that sticks to itself. It's the Passion Body Tape. It's kind of like a lightweight bondage.
Above your head.
Lightweight.
Behind your back.
Behind
so
your
he's
back.
Putting, okay, he's putting his hands behind his back.
Yeah.
With this funny what bondage tape that is...
Hello. You have really big wrists.
Wow.
Nice. It's not going to reach.
Big wrists.
I like
that's
this.
What the ladies have always told me.
There you go. There you go. You have to just kind of keep it right like that.
Oh, no. Like you got Beer
wagon. Beer wagon.
That's cool. That's cool.
Okay, so this is the fabulous Passion Body Tape. It can be used in many ways. You can get it in a fabulous 60-foot roll.
Whoa, so full body wrap.
60-foot roll?
You can get,
really?
Yeah.
Wow. Does it come in a big roller? Like,
no,
what would you use that for?
No, it's only about this big. Well, if you want to come over, I'll show you sometime.
Okay.
Okay, the next thing that we brought, I guess we can try out, is what's called the Fireworks Hot Fudge Edible Clear Body
Yes,
Lotion.
I totally saw this. I wanted to try it so bad.
Now, where are we getting these? Like, what you said we were from Passion Party. What is Passion Party while we're trying this out?
Passion Parties is a fabulous sex toy company that there's independent consultants, and they come into your home or you can go into theirs, and we present a fabulous display of a variety of toys, lubes, lotions, romantotherapy line that definitely helps couples become more intimate and brings people together in a fun way.
So it's kind of like a Tupperware party, but with sex stuff.
Exactly, yeah. Okay. I mean, it's become really popular. There's party lights, and there's, you know, Tupperware parties, and there's passion parties, so.
Jeez. I hear some latex.
Hey.
Susie and E-Rock there.
Come on, you're not putting something in my mouth. I gotta entertain myself somehow.
Okay, all right, what's
me up here.
So what's this next one we're trying
this
here?
This is the Passion Party's Fireworks. It's the hot fudge flavor, so.
I was really excited to try this.
Where, now remember, left arm is for licking and right arm is for rubbing.
So let's talk about that.
Yeah, what is that? I heard you say that earlier. What does that mean? Where does that mantra come from?
For me, L, left, R, right. Things that you do with a lot of Passion Party products is lick. So all your edibles are going to be on your left hand. On all of the products that are not edible are going to go on your right. So okay. You can't get it mixed up. Otherwise, you might spend some time in the bathroom.
Oh. So. Okay.
I thought that was
That's
part
good
of
to
the
know.
Game.
Aren't we starting in the bathroom?
Oh, wait. Okay, so where do you want to place this?
Where do you want to place this?
This tastes good, so okay. Let's put it on the inner wrist.
So what's the name of this again?
This is Passion Party's Fireworks in a hot fudge flavor.
Hot fudge flavor.
No, see, to me that sounds dangerous. I'm not really a big fan of the hot flavors, but...
Maybe it goes on
the inner
nuts.
Wrist of a man is always a good place to live.
Now, what you want to do with this, Shameless, is you want to blow on it a little bit. Blow some heat on it, and it'll...
Eric, what does it feel like?
Right,
does it feel like anything? Just goo?
No, it feels feels
She's
smooth.
Blowing. She's blowing gently on his wrist.
That's hot.
Try it like this.
Oh, open mouth blow.
Oh, my word.
Oh, jeez. What does that feel like?
That feels hot. It's like...
Oh, jeez.
Okay. Susie, take a look. Tell me what it tastes like.
All right.
Is it?
That is pretty tasty. That's quite a delicious dessert.
Chocolate fudge.
Exploding or something like that.
Then does it feel weird on your
chair?
Tongue?
I gotta sit down for a second.
This is really tasty. Okay.
The next thing that we're going to try is the Passion Party's, it's a body powder, and it's in the flavor of white chocolate.
Ooh.
So, Susie, Shameless, where would you like to dust your man body?
Well, see, we were doing the right for licking. Is that right?
No, left for licking.
Sorry, screwing it up. I need direction. I'm still tasting chocolate on my lips. Let's do that same arm that I tasted chocolate, just a little higher up, maybe in the elbow area.
Oh,
that's a fun place to lick. Especially yes, when you hold the arm right here and you hold the arm like this.
Ooh, she's got sort of that warrior princess grip on his arm, like a vampire going for his inner elbow.
Wow.
In case you're just tuning in, this is Cab Radio Petty Smooth. We're doing live sexual lube tastings. Right now we're doing a chocolate dust on the inner
white chocolate.
Elbow.
It totally tastes like white chocolate. So delicious.
E-Rock's elbow. If you have a question, you can call us at 604-822-2487.
Something move.
Oh, wow. It's getting,
a little warm
in here.
It's only two. I can't wait to try all of them.
Yes! Yeah. have some water?
No, no water for you.
Okay.
You have to suffer through.
I'm perfectly lubricated. I don't need any water.
I just lubricated myself.
Nice.
We got another flavor coming out here. This one's like is this creme de menthe
green.
Or is
this like a rubbing?
This is, it's an edible cream. Okay. So what it does, this is our peppermint tasty teas.
I love peppermint.
Yay. Now this is actually going to be a little fun. Now with tasty teas, it really helps, sorry, you guys made me giggle. it enhances the sensation, actually, in your nipples 2 times of what it regular is.
I love male nipples.
And below the waist, it intenses it by 3 times.
That's my weak spot.
I totally love male nipples. Okay, so if that's your weak spot, I can understand, and I'm okay with that. Put your hands against glass.
We're getting, do you want to do the honors, Shameless?
Peppermint cream.
Oh, that's going to be tingly.
I've used peppermint a lot. This is a natural product. Right?
I like peppermint.
I'm so looking forward to this.
It smells really good.
Now, a couple things just about this tasty tease before you start molesting him.
Okay.
Not only does it double the sensitivity in the nipple area below the waist 3 times, but it also helps morning breath. It's really bad morning breath if you want to get some action in the morning. Thanks. And for you girls with a little deep throat
so
action.
You just like
smeared in your teeth.
Yeah, it's really a little on your mouth. Already. And it here, try some.
All right, I want
to. Yeah. Come on, Teddy, you try it before
just
I rub
put
it on
your mouth.
Here we go.
Yeah.
You don't want to try it off my nipple?
It's sort of like if you just like ground into like those after 8 mints.
There you go. That's more.
And put them into a loop.
And for you girls who have the boyfriends who really like when you deep throat, but he just might be a little bit too big, if you put some of this just on the back of your tongue, it'll help numb the back of your throat as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, that's good to know.
That's the
good
peppermint
tasty
teas from Bath and Body.
Good training.
Is that the that's the peppermint agent that's working in there to numb it?
Very nice.
Because I've used peppermint like mouthwash.
Are you gonna keep talking or can I put this on his nipples?
Oh, okay. Well, we're getting
that'd be
obviously someone wants to.
You get ready to put a song on. I'll put this on his dimples.
Okay.
He's trying to stick to the timeline here, Teddy.
All right. Application has started. You have pretty big nipples.
Thank you for saying that.
They are quite large.
This is far too entertaining for me.
This is.
Looks like...
Well, somebody's calling in.
Is it tingly without me even, like, putting my tongue on that? No, you don't even know.
I'm just in heaven right now.
So what's happening over there, Shameless? What are you doing? Oh, she's licking.
I'm kind of biting and breathing at the same time. It's really fun.
And how does that feel for you, E-Rock?
Wow. If they could only hear me now. Oh, hello.
So I believe we have a question on air. Let's see. How do we get this? Hello, are you there?
Hi.
What was your question?
I'm wondering, in your opinion, of the lubes that you're testing would make the best snack? Like, if you were to bring it in your lunch to work.
What would be the best lube to bring for lunch at work?
For lunch at work, we actually have some really good... Oh, my word.
Do I get to do the next one?
Can we maybe get another room here to give
your girlfriend said this was okay.
We actually have some really awesome sensual lubricants that are the Embrace sensual lubricants, and they come in strawberry, vanilla, and pear. They're super tasty. I actually had one of these at my last show. Unfortunately, they were borrowed and never returned by one of the guests. So we'd be trying them tonight, but unfortunately, we don't have them. I definitely recommend get a little fruit salad going on.
Fruit
toss
salad.
Toss it together. Oh, yeah. Very nice. Fresh. Good in the spring.
All right. Well, thank you for phoning in. And that's great. So now when I'm going for lunch, I know which flavors of lube to bring. We're going to come back and do some more lube tasting. I think E-Rock needs a little bit of ice. Maybe a binder. Maybe a locker to hide behind, maybe.
Just a little notepad, Teddy. Thanks for being nice, though.
No, it's it's summertime, so you gotta look good and gotta know which lubes to use. And he's okay. They're reapplying. School is out, and here's Joel Plaska with "Come On, Teacher."
You'll be so proud of me. If I just don't understand it, I should just be reprimanded. Make me stay here after school while my friends go to the pool. Come on, teacher. Just admit it. You think that I will never get it. I'm the badass of your classroom. Well, now you've got a badass classroom. Come on, teacher, won't you tell me why somebody just don't expel me? I am so much slower than the others. It's a good thing I don't have.
Okay, man. What do you think?
All right, whatever.
Stroke. It could happen to you or someone you love. June is Stroke Month, and the Heart and Stroke Foundation of BC and Yukon encourages you to be aware of the warning signs. It's simple. If you experience sudden weakness, trouble speaking, vision problems, severe headaches, or dizziness, call 911. You can help, too. Help us pedal the Heart and Stroke Big Bike on the 24th of June and the 25th. Find out more or register at www.heartandstroke.bc.ca.
We're back here live at CITR's newest radio show, Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth, 101.9 FM or CITR.ca. You can also catch the podcast on CITR.ca or on iTunes, CITR-Cab Radio. We are here tonight. We have the Marmaladies coming back in just under 15 minutes to give us another song. We had them play a couple songs or sing a couple songs earlier. And we also have Ivana Beerwagon and Susie Shameless of Passion Party. You can check Ivana Beerwagon out at punkypassion.com. And we're here talking about sexual lube. Now, I was surprised. I actually didn't even really think of where lube came from, but it originally just started with medical use.
Yeah.
And there's all sorts of things people can actually use. People use like olive oil, Crisco.
Olive oil.
I actually know a guy who used vegetable oil for lube. It was kind of his bragging story.
I used Vaseline once.
How'd that work for you?
It was terrible. because it's not water soluble, so it just like. It's just this goo that stays on you.
Oh.
It just was really
Teddy,
gross. That was when I was like 13 or something like that.
Was that 3 months ago? What?
Yeah, right. no, I actually at Kitty Night, so I had all these. My mom, when we were going out of town, or she came to stay with me rather, and she left, and I was busy. I didn't get to say goodbye, and I came home, and on my bed was a big giant bag of individual lubes from Oh My with all these crazy flavors like. Passion fruit and strawberry cheesecake and pina colada, which...
You know what?
Did your mom leave these for you, or...?
Yes, she did.
Nice. What a good mom.
She did, and we gave a whole bunch of them away at Kitty Nights, because I could never imagine using strawberry cheesecake on my penis or on a vagina. Like you said, Susie, like, wouldn't a man or a woman just taste better?
Yeah, exactly. What we have here tonight is...
What do we have next here?
The blueberry cheesecake... And you know what? I love cheesecake, but I can't imagine this tiny little plastic container that holds this clear liquid.
And this is the Oh My stuff, correct?
That's correct, yes. Yeah. It's Oh My. Mm. So I'm going to crack this for shame.
Right along the collarbone, that's a nice place to
In case you're just tuning in, E-Rock is actually being the tester here. He's got his shirt off.
Collarbone.
He's in a very compromising position right now.
Collarbone.
And he has some, leaning back. And they're pouring blueberry cheesecake across the front of his chest. And Susie is going to see how it tastes.
No,
yeah,
don't.
Put your hands down.
Don't move, Eric.
Nope,
put
wagon.
It on your package. Yes. Okay. Yes, Shameless.
This
when you're looking at this kind of lube, is this more of like a licking lube to warm you up?
Now, I actually don't really have an experience with the Oh My flavored lube.
Yes, this isn't... Is this because of the sugar and stuff, would you not want to use this for vaginal? Because some people are, you know, yeast infections and stuff like that?
Yeah, I really wouldn't... Oh, here comes...
Oh, blueberry cheesecake. So this would be more for, like, straight oral, not for intercourse?
Tastes like a blueberry cheesecake from, like... Bread Garden or something.
Bread Garden.
Yeah.
Going to Starbucks.
I wouldn't recommend using flavored lubes in the vaginal area.
No,
just because there is a chance.
If you have a sensitive vag.
Yes, if the vag is a tender area for you, please don't.
Wow. It's kind of like Charlie in the Chocolate Factory over there, the blueberry girl.
Charlie was tastier.
Was he?
Oh, my.
Oh, my, indeed. All right.
All right, so I guess the next flavor we're going to be trying there is the melon.
You know, like some, I'm going to lick a little man to get that flavor out of my mouth.
Okay.
Oh, jeez.
Shameless
Louise.
Is just randomly...
Is there a waiver I was supposed to sign?
I don't.
Get the flavors out of my mouth.
I think E-Rock's gotten a little over his head here. He didn't know what was coming near him.
With a last name Shameless, what do you expect? Okay, so where do you want to lick this off of, Shameless?
Off the back collar, just like right around there to his spine. Oh, that's a perfect place to lick.
Back
so
collar?
Like just along the shoulder blades.
Really?
Oh, that's a nice
you
place
You like
to
the shoulder blade lick. Wow.
So what am I trying now?
This is the Melon by Oh My. So once again,
melon.
Definitely a flavorful lube. Now, if the other one tasted like it was from
I'm gonna try a sip
Red Garden, yeah. Starbucks, where do you think this one might come from?
I'm kind of thinking like melon bubblegum. I think we're going to have to lick some regular
I just tried some of that melon.
What did you think? Here.
All right.
Naughty, naughty!
Oh, jeez, Louise. Oh, how does that taste? That's not very good, is it?
It doesn't even taste like anything. It's just slimy on my tongue.
I know, it's like a slimy, flavorless thing.
Yeah, it really is. Like, the smell
I guess
hits
it is
you.
Supposed to be light. Because melons are light.
No, I ate melon tonight, and I really like melon.
Did you?
I don't like this.
Huh. Yeah,
so
I don't recommend the melon either. Oh, jeez.
Let's try
so,
like eating, though.
Oh, here goes. Okay, let's break that up. Nice arm lengths between you two.
Whew. I feel slimy.
You look slime.
Me too.
You look like you got slimed by Slimer, man. That stuff.
So I think we might actually have another guest in here to help us try out our last flavored lube.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
No. If you can just lick it off yourself if you want. But it's all okay. Right. So we're going to
try. We have one of the marmaladies in here.
So who do we have here?
Hi, I'm one of the marmaladies.
And you are?
Katrin.
Hello, Katrin. Hi, welcome to the party.
Thanks.
So the next thing we're going to try is the Oh My Cherry Natural Lube.
Cherry.
This is cherry. Now it comes in a yellow package, so it kind of had me a little freaked out. I'm just going to put it on your wrist here so you can try it. Now, Shameless, are you going to lick it off for this one?
I can.
No, okay.
She's cute. I'll lick it off her.
She's going to lick it off herself, honey. You have the man. You have, look at the man.
Okay,
he has no shirt.
Let's do the man.
Okay, where do you want it this time?
I'll hold him right here.
Oh, yeah.
I'll lick it off of here.
Okay.
I feel very stable.
We got a collarbone lick coming up.
Okay, so.
He said bone.
It's true. He did. It's very cute.
Okay, so let's.
I'm sorry. I was trying to hide it.
It's not that much to hide, honey.
Ouch. Okay, your girlfriend won't need the peppermint.
Let's all take a lick and try the cherry. See what you think.
Oh, that's gross. That is. Hey, what do you think about that?
It tastes like the kind of medicine? Cough syrup people buy in bulk to make drugs out of.
How do you know what that tastes like?
Well, yeah, that's really. There was just, that black cherry, like.
Oh man!
It's
gonna vomit. Not, it.
Yeah, no, thank you.
It feels like the rest of them.
So one of the products from Passion Party is that I want to actually challenge everybody in the room to. It's our Pure Satisfaction Gel. Now, what it is, it's our number one selling product, and it's a topical gel with soy protein and L-arginine, which is an amino acid known to promote clitoral and penile sensitivity and arousal. So what's going to happen is
penile sensitivity?
Penile and clitoral sensitivity. So I'm challenging everyone in this room to put a little bit of this in their heck yeah fun time area.
What?
Yes.
Whoa, what? We just lost one of the marmalades.
My hands are... they all ran away. My hands are covered in lube. Can you apply it for me?
I did spend the last week with you naked on a beach.
That's true.
It wouldn't be something I haven't seen. Maybe I'll let your man do the
Perhaps I should move.
And what I'd love for everyone to do is just grab a Q-tip.
Uh-oh. Oh, I can do that.
And put this in your special fun time area. Uh-huh. Now, depending on
look away, boys, look away.
Wow, this is really happening.
I'm just passing out Q-tips to everybody here.
I'm glad I don't have to undo
and
my
And what I want the boys to do is just put it on the tip of your penis.
Put it on the tip.
And depending
penis.
On your body.
Oh! Mama! Mama never knew I was going to be doing this.
Now, on your body sensitivity.
Should I get more?
Damn.
Can I get more?
I don't need any more.
Thank you.
Depending on your body chemistry, this is either going to warm up or cool down for you.
It warms
up. Oh, really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind a cool down right about now.
That's cooling down.
I won't shake any of the hands.
I can't believe you're still wearing those.
I don't either.
I don't want to touch anything now. I still have half a show to do.
There's Kleenex up there.
Hey, how are you doing? It's,
Oh, that is fun.
I have to stand like this, so it stays on there.
It's sort of warming up and cooling down at the same time. Oh, thank you, a napkin.
That's just for the mess to come.
So, what was the name of that one?
Who wants my Q-tip?
That was the Pure Satisfaction
Gel. Pure Satisfaction.
It's definitely our number one seller, and I'm sure you guys will be able to realize why.
So where can people pick up these products?
Well, you can definitely get a hold of me through my website, punkypassion.com, or you can definitely search Mel's Passionate Parties. It's definitely fun to bring back a night of passion back into your life.
Oh, that is fun. Whoa.
That kind of fun.
E-Rock, are you feeling this?
Yeah, I'm feeling this.
This is fun.
Are you?
Yes. I'm definitely feeling this. Holy cow.
And I like it.
All right. Well, I think we need a break here. We're going to come back. We got the Marmaladies coming back to sing us another song. We also have upcoming events. And we'll come back right after. How long does this stuff last?
Usually about 3 hours.
3 hours? Oh, God, I got half a show to do. All right, this is Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth on CITR 101.9. Thank you to Ivana Beerwagon, Susie Shameless. I might talk in a little bit about what I'm feeling here in my nether region, but we've been talking with the Passion Party. Check them out at Packy Punchin, Packy PunkyPassion.com. Seriously, it's sort of hot and cold at the same time all around me. Give us a call at 604-822-2487. We'll be back with the Marmaladies for another song right after this. In the Summertime by Of Montreal, which is actually a band from Athens, Georgia. Apparently, the lead singer fell in love with a girl from Montreal, and she broke his heart. And when he went back to Athens, Georgia, he named his band Of Montreal in lieu of her. We're back here in the studio. We just had... Was it Ivana? No, Iwana? I can't ever get it right.
Iona.
There we go. Thank you. E-Rock's back from his own personal passion party from Susie Shameless.
Sad shower. Feeling a little better.
Nice. Mm. Nipples are clean.
So fresh and so clean, clean.
You'd showered after she told you not to? That last lube, she said, if you kept it on, would give you the most orgasmic orgasm you've ever had if you had sex within 3 hours, even with yourself. And you washed it off?
Hey, do you have any more of that?
All right. E-Rock, not the smartest cookie. We got upcoming events coming up in a little bit, as well as some other groovy tunes. But for now, we have some groovy tunes right here in studio. You heard them a little bit earlier. They are the Marmaladies, and they're here to sing one more song. Which one we have for us this time?
We're doing a little number in honor of the lube tasting and hotness that was going on in here. It's called Fever.
Fever.
One, two, three, four. Doom, 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 da doom, pow, doom, doom, dum, da dum, dum.
Never know how much I love you.
Doom, ba doom.
Never know how much I care.
Doom, ba doom, doom.
When you put your arms around me,
doom, ba doom, doom,
that's so hard to bear.
You give me fever.
Doom, pow.
Doom, doom,
when you kiss doom, me, doom, fever, doom, when you doom, hold me tight.
Doom, but
fever,
doom, doom,
in the morning, doom, all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime,
doom, but
doom, lights up the night.
Doom, but
doom, I light up when you call my name.
But
you know I'm gonna treat you right. You give me fever.
Doom, pop, doom, doom.
When you give me fever, when you hold me tight.
Doom, but doom,
fever.
Doom, doom.
In the morning, fever all through the night.
Everybody's got the fever. That is something you all know. Fever isn't such a new thing. Fever started long ago.
Romeo loved Juliet.
Doom ba doom,
Juliet she felt the same.
Doom ba doom,
when he put his arms around her.
Doom ba doom, doom,
baby, you're my thing.
Thou givest fever.
Doom ba doom, doom.
When we kiss that fever with thy flaming youth.
Doom ba doom,
fever.
Doom. Doom.
I'm a doom, fire, doom, doom, a burn,
doom, 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 doom.
Now you've listened to my doom, story.
Doom, doom,
here's the point that doom, I doom, made.
Doom, doom, doom,
chicks were born to give you fever.
Doom,
be
doom,
fair
doom, doom, doom,
they give you fever.
Doom, doom, doom.
When you doom, doom, fever, when you doom, learn.
Doom, ba doom,
fever.
Doom, ba doom, doom.
Till you
doom,
ba
doom, doom.
What a lovely way to burn.
What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn.
Very lovely. The Marmalades here on Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. Thank you very much, ladies. Do you have any upcoming shows that we can plug? Or are you playing anywhere special anytime soon?
We have a private function next week.
Private.
And then we're actually on hiatus for the rest of the summer.
Oh, yeah, taking the summer off?
Yes, we are. But
we'll be back in the fall doing what it is that we do. So
more Marmalade action.
That's right.
Yeah. And if you really are missing us over the summer, you can always check out our MySpace page and look at us and listen to us.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was doing today.
Oh.
I was perving. Hearing those songs, looking at those pictures.
Sorry,
that's just the lube talking.
It's myspace.com/marmaladies.
Or you can always just Google the Marmalade.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can.
That's what I did. That's where I found that weird video of you. Did you ever look at that?
I did. I Googled myself.
Did you?
I did, yeah.
Cool. Right,
it's pretty crappy. I want to take it down.
I Google myself from time to time, usually late at night.
Yeah. Usually late at night. Because there might be something better late at night.
What do you mean by Google, Catherine?
All right. Well, we got to pay some bills, and we'll let these ladies get out of the studio. Many thanks. We'll be right back with some upcoming events.
Wednesday.
Tuesday mornings on CITR from 8 to 10 a.m. It's the Suburban Jungle Show with your radio host, DJ Jack Velvet. Thrills, chills, excitement, and music. That's the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can also catch this show, streaming and podcast, at www.jackvelvet.net. Don't miss the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesdays 8 to 10, 101.9 FM, CITR.
We have a special guest on the phone who's going to tell us about an upcoming event. Are you there?
Yes, I am, darling. How
Jane
are you?
Jane Magenta, how are you?
Lovely, lovely. Had a nice night with a friend.
Good.
Yeah, how was your bikini area?
It's still tingling.
Nice, jealous.
What upcoming event do you have for us?
Just wanted to mention the second annual East Van Show and Shine that's going to be at the WIP this Sunday at between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. And the WIP is at 209 East 6th. And they're raising money for Camp Good Times, which is a camp where kids who've had cancer go to or do have cancer. There's all sorts of events, people bringing cool hot rods and cool old cruiser bikes. There's live music, with there's DJs, there's some roller derby girls that'll be checking in the cars. And myself, Calamity Kate, Lola Lockhart, Nikki Nine Doors, Lydia DiCarlo, Maggie Pie, and Evelyn 13, and the best Boston Terrier, sexiest Boston Terrier alive, will be there to pose on your vehicles for you by donation.
Cool. So yeah. That's all this Sunday at the WIP.
Hallelujah.
What's the name of it again?
It's Sunday, June 21st at 11 a.m.
No, what's the name of the event called?
Oh, it's called the Second Annual East Van Show and Shine, and you can find it on Facebook.
Cool. Thank you, Jenny Magenta.
Okay, bye, guys.
Bye. All right, we're going to jump back a few days. We're going to talk about today, starting today, Starting today, the JE Theater Company presents Reefer Madness, the hit musical, at the PAL Theater on Cordero Street, right by the white spot there. Reefer Madness is inspired by the 1936 exploitation film of the same name that tells the story of young teenagers lured into trying some marijuana. A hit-and-run accident, manslaughter, suicide, and rape ensue. Sounds like a fun play. That's Reefer Madness at the PAL Theater on Cordero, right by the white spot, and runs till July 4th. Also, starting tomorrow and running till June 19th, it's the Idea City 10th Anniversary live web broadcast at the Rio Theater. Idea City, also known as Canada's premier meeting of the minds, it's basically a big group of artists, adventurers, authors, all sorts of different people, magicians, and they all meet up and they all have this big conversation. And usually you can only see it if you're in Toronto and go to the event. It only holds about 500 people, but this year for the 10th anniversary, they're going to be web broadcasting it live over some theaters. So you can check that out at the Rio Theater. That starts tomorrow and runs till June 19th. Also Friday, the Girls on Top Risque Cabaret present Women in Uniform, a benefit fundraiser for Wava, Wish, and Pace. The theme of the evening is women in uniform, so whether you have a fetish for naughty nurses, teachers, cheerleaders, you know, librarians, maybe some dirty cops, then you'll get something at this show. That's the Girl on Top Risque Cabaret. That's going to be at Lick Nightclub on Friday. Also, Sunday, Kitty Nights is back. Yes, we had a week off, and this week it is Father's Day. And to celebrate, we're even bringing in a male go-go dancer. Yes, I said it right. And it's going to be the one and only Evil Bastard. So that's definitely a show this Sunday you're going to want to check out. Also, Bonnie Kilroe, Lola Lockhart, Yves Le Monster, and Burgundy Bricks. The professor's there, and I'll be spinning tunes till about 12:30. So come on by. Best $5 you can spend of your week. Also, Monday is the Evil Bastard Karaoke Experience at Pub 340. Check it out. Great karaoke. Now, we have a special guest on the phone who's also going to tell us about another upcoming event that's happening next Tuesday, and it's at the Rickshaw, and I believe she's live on the phone from the Rickshaw. Lola, are you there?
I sure am.
All right. Well, what's going on at the Rickshaw next Tuesday?
Next Tuesday, the Rickshaw Theater is hosting the very first ever burlesque show there, the very first ever variety show there. And it's also my birthday party. And it's very exciting. The Rickshaw is a big live new live music venue and performance venue in Vancouver. And we're very excited to be presenting the first variety burlesque show. It's going to be lots of fun.
And what's the name of your show?
It's called Neon Balls the Party.
Neon Balls the Party. Is there any what's to that?
What's up with Neon Balls?
Is it too hard to explain in just a couple minutes here?
It's just like an inside joke with a couple people in the burlesque community. It's just a very positive phrase that we say sometimes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And the Rickshaw Theater, that's pretty much brand new, right?
Yeah, it just opened last Monday. They had their first show, and it's been going pretty well. It sounds great in there, and this is going to be the first performance.
Sort of cabaret-style show.
Yeah, exactly.
Performance, like not just music, right?
Yeah, no, we do have music. We've got Cumulus Discord and the Wet Spots.
Oh, really?
Playing, yeah, and then burlesque performances as well. Burgundy Bricks, April O'Peel, Jen Magenta, Darla Devine, Lola Frost, and Fanny Fabulous will be dancing for your viewing pleasure, and the professor and myself are going to be hosting.
And what time does this all get kicked off at?
The doors are 8 and the show's at 9, and it's called Neon Balls the Party, and it's very important if you want to come, you have to wear neon.
Neon, you have to?
Unless you want to pay an extra $2 cover, then you still get a piece of neon. So you'll still be wearing neon, so you might as well just wear it. And neon can be anything, bright, colorful, fluorescent, like whatever you want.
What about my glowworm? Does that make glowworm count?
If they're your pants, they definitely count.
All right, yeah, they are that's what I was talking about. All right, that is the Neon Balls Party. Thanks, Lola.
Thank you.
That's the Neon Balls Party at the Rickshaw Theater, which is 253 East Hastings, right by Main and Hastings, Vancouver's newest live music venue. They're going to have all sorts of cool stuff. Cool, cool spot. You got to check it out. Look it up. Try to find some concerts there. You're going to go see some music. That is upcoming events for this week.
Sweet, sweet 17, you know. Yeah, I. Now. So what? Yo. Finally the herbs come around. The
I quit with me, I look for me, get it by the phone, yeah. Sweet sensei, I come around. Me, I take a little jar and pass it around, so. Finally, the herbs come around. The high grade when man, I look for me, stock it by the phone, yeah. When Babylon, I come around. Ask them with them, I go search for. Ever since the herbs flow down, police and road boy, them in a showdown. Them a search round the compound. You know a man and a weed clown. Find a little piece of land and a flat me home ground. So tell the youth none of it's a pill. Too much crack and cocaine, I make the world I feel ill, you know. Nuff ganja, nuff spliff a bill. Only thing where you make man feel still, when me say. Finally the herbs come around. The high grade when me a look for me get it by the pound, yeah. When Calibud come around, up your ganja man tune just a lick from the sound, yeah. Finally the herbs come around. The high grade when man a look for me stock it by the pound, yeah. When Babylon a come around, ask them with them a go search for. There's nothing like this sweet, sweet sensei. The first time I take a job was in elementary. Reach high school, get the herb it plenty. Like scare them dope, this watch I wanna lanky, yeah. Mr. Spock's never empty. The $50 bag we call that half century. Me stop me own herb documentary. Burn me man, I call that film for 20, yeah. When me say, finally the herbs come around. The high grade when me a look for me get it by the pound, yeah. Sweet sensei a come around. Me a take a little jar and pass it around, so. Finally the herbs come around. The high grade when man a look for me stock it by the pound, yeah. When Babylon a come around, ask them with them a go search for. Yeah. No, 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 no. Yeah, I, no, 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 yo. When them a go realize, good works wanna advertise. When them a go legalize, eh, the farmer man a beg a legal fly. When them a go realize, government them a terrorize. Cooperation them a capitalize. While the farmer man a beg a finally the herbs come around. The high grade when me a look for me get it by the pound, yeah. When Calibud come around, up your ganja man tune just a lick from the sound, yeah. Finally the herbs come around. The high grade when man a look for me stock it by the pound, yeah. When Babylon a come around, ask them with them a go search for.
Kelly Buds, finally the herbs come around. We're just getting the last little bit of CanCon boobs in the window there.
Don't leave!
CanCon boobs. It was Susie Shameless and
Iona.
Iona Beer Wagon. Thank you, you rock. That's why I have you around. She was here from Passion Party. There's still some CanCon boobs in the window. That's what I like about my job. So far I've done 11 shows and 4 of the shows I've had CanCon boobs.
Not bad.
Good odds. You can check out all of those. We've been talking about sexual lube and all the different flavors, and E-Rock's been manhandled a little bit by Susie Shameless. You can check out all that stuff at punkypassion.com. That's P-U-N-K-Y passion.com. I also want to thank, I guess, the Marmaladies.
That was awesome.
Yeah, that was super. That was super. Super was here, as well as Aaron, Melissa, and...
Katrine.
I was going to say that. Don't do that. She corrected me earlier and it got stuck in my head. I sometimes am like that. And also Jenny Magenta and Lola Lockhart both calling in to talk about their upcoming events this week. It was pretty jam-packed, full of excitement show. If you want to catch any of the action, you can check it out on the podcast at CITR.ca or on iTunes. Just search CITR-CABRadio. And those are usually up the very next day. So that's kind of it. I'm going to leave you with a couple songs this week, and I actually just picked up a new album from Los Straitjackets, which are pretty sweet. It's called The Further Adventures of the Los Straitjackets. And so far, so good. I've gotten to track 6, which is called Teen Beast. So we're going to play that. We're going to come back and say the last goodbyes. But for now, it's Los Straitjackets with Teen Beast. Straitjackets from their new album, The Further Adventures of Los Straitjackets, Teen Beast, here on Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth, CITR 101.9 FM. I'm here with Eric Carberry, a.k.a. E-Rock, who just got manhandled a little earlier with Susie Shameless and the Passion Party crew.
She was shameless.
We got to have some cherry lube, which was good consensus, was gross.
Right off the top, it was
strawberry. No, blueberry cheesecake, which,
you know what
she said,
really
tasted
good?
Like it was from, what'd she say? Like Swiss Chalet or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, cheesecake from a Swiss Chalet.
Or no, the bread garden. That was it.
Yeah, right.
We also had, what was some of the earlier flavors?
We had, man, I got flustered
melon,
from it all.
Melon, and there was the chocolate dust, white chocolate dust. Anyways, you can check all that out at punkypassion.com and check out the passion parties. You can find new cool ways to, you know, spice up the love life. You know, all those hot bodies out there. Maybe you want to get some of that oil, summertime outside in the backyard. Maybe with, oh, you know, do some cover, put some sheets up so the neighbors can't watch. And, oh, and drip some of that chocolate, mint chocolate all over your body. Lick it all up and lick and lick.
Wait a minute. Why wouldn't you want the neighbors to watch?
Well, some people are into that. I don't like the neighbors to watch. I did want to talk about the one thing. I think you mentioned it, too. I mentioned it quickly. It was called...
The anal anchor?
Yeah, the anal anchor. Sail away to a sea of sensations with the thrill of gradual beads. 5 pleasurable beads are slim and smooth, featuring a flexible yet firm design. That looks fun.
Oh, man.
There's also the male G-spot massager.
Please tell me we're not doing a show where I'm going to have to test some of these things.
Yeah, we're going to get the pleasure anchor next week. actually, I don't know what we're doing next week.
Huh.
It's kind of up in the air. It's kind of a surprise. So, anyways, that's it for us this week. We're going to cut it out, you know, right here at an hour and a half this week. Instead of rambling on, we'll let you get out of here, and we're going to play some tunes. But we got one more song for you, and I just discovered this song the other day, which was pretty sweet, because it's a pretty sweet song. It's by an East Coast rapper. I may have talked about him before. It's called Classified, and it's from his new album, Self-Explanatory. So that's it for here on Cab Radio this week. We'll see you next week. We're not sure what we're doing yet, but we'll let you know. Check us out on Facebook. Just join our group for all the latest info on how to you can get involved. We're also looking for show ideas and you know, guests, if you're interested in putting together, like Susie Shameless tonight. That was pretty much all her idea. I just went with it because it sounded like fun. So if you want, you have a show idea and you'd like to bring it on the air, maybe contact me, Teddy Smooth, at cabaradio@gmail.com, or you can write to E-Rock too, but I'll still look at it. It's cababradio@gmail.com. There you have it. This is CITR 101.9. I'm going to leave you with Grand... Oh, no, Classified. I was going to leave you with Grand Along, but I changed my mind. With his track off his new album, Self-Explanatory, called O Canada.
I told this guy where I was from. He said, oh, Canada. Kind of laughs it off. One, two, one, two. Mic check, one, two, one, two. Yeah. Yeah, from the land of the lost, trans-Canada cross, patriotic and a honor with my hand on my heart. From the greatest of lakes, to the greenest of greens, to the rockiest mountains and everything in between. Oh, Canada, oh, you're no fan of us, cause our movie and TV shows are so amateur. Yeah, we laugh it off, that don't really bother me. Look, we ain't serious unless we really gotta be. Humorous attitudes like kids in a hall, a Jim Carrey, Mike Myers, how we claiming them all. It's the great white north, home of the funniest actors, the fun of the joke with an abundance of laughter. The red and white flag, keep it high, keep it visual. People say Canada and get stereotypical. Think we finish every sentence with buddy or bye. And if it ain't that, it's either dude A or guy. Yeah, we consider it people. And smoke a marijuana, we consider it legal. Still doing rap like the 1990s, but that's how we like it, off time and grimy. I know where I'm from and I told you before. North of America, hard to ignore. Every time I go away, I tell them for sure I'm from Canada, oh, Canada. Class makes a sick beat, recorded a classic. Class makes a sick beat, recorded a classic. I've been around
around the globe and heard the confusion. Honestly, a lot of y'all are ignorant and stupid. Yes, we have microwaves, TVs, and cell phones. Unintelligent fuck, we invented the telephone. We made Yahtzee, the light bulb, hockey, and bred the greatest players, Gretzky to Crosby. We all got at least one drinking buddy, and after one drink, all of us think we're funny. A national mascot's a damn beaver. Oh, Canada, we love our beaver. Home of Hell's Angels and RCMP. Home of Gordon Lightfoot and SCTV. The Underground Railroad. George St. Pierre right here's where we call home. A healthcare system, y'all know it's free. Keep a girl's banging with a full mouth of teeth. I won't even get into the music industry. They say hip-hop is dead, nah, it's up north with me. I can do this all day, it's a part of my routine. My supper's almost done, and tonight routine. Yeah, I know where I'm from, and I told you before. North of America, hard to ignore. Every time I go away, I tell them for sure. I'm from Canada, oh, Canada.
I'm from the East Coast of Canada.
Canada.
I'm from the East Coast.
Don't, yeah, I'm from Canada. So sometimes words come over my mouth like this. Get used to it.
This just in, Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM presents Cabba Radio. Join host Teddy Smooth as he explores the chimerical, the hysterical, the phantasmagorical world of burlesque and cabaret. Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM brings you Cabba Radio.
Hey, thanks for listening to Cabba Radio. Tonight, we're going to leave you with African reggae to whisk you off to sleep. Enjoy. That's so stereotypical. See you next week on Cab Radio.
Manuma kolele, anje nyongo tofukia ma. Manuma kolele, anje nyongo tofukia ma. Manuma kolele. Yeah, yeah. Man, you Isa un oro nesa ni woro, dagale tu babu karanke.